Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, I appreciate you hanging out with us in the loop, Sports Radio 610 on this Wednesday. Remember, we're still getting ready, gearing up for the 12 o'clock hour where we will give away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. And the winner will be entered to possibly win a new grill at the end of the season. So, you know, we try and take care of you here. We sure do on Sports Radio 610. We were talking about Bryce Young last segment and around the NFL. And I thought this was fair, the idea that from the 8-3-2 that Mike McDaniel did wonders for Tua's confidence, that maybe he could do that same thing for Bryce Young. And I don't disagree by any means. It just does not feel like a situation that at this juncture in the middle of the season where you make that kind of deal. Now, if you do find out where that Tua Tagovailoa ultimately has the time to think about it and goes, hey, yeah, actually, I will step away from the game.
Yeah.
Then if you're looking for the possibility of how do we get a starting caliber quarterback, one that has, you know, big traits.
And on the cheap.
I guess on the relative cheap.
Yeah, the relative cheap.
Yeah, that could be a possibility. Assuming that the Panthers are actually trading them, right? Like, are you certain that just because they bench him in this way, which, I mean, look, is a pretty big statement after 2 weeks of football. Mm-hmm. But are you certain that this means that they're moving on for him for good?
I don't think you can be certain, but I think the odds would favor that. And it's more environment than anything. Well, you know, I always go back to this, you know, that the agents have such a strong voice in the futures of their respective players in situations like this, and they probably don't trust Tepper, and they don't trust the environment that he'll be going back into, like people just waiting for the other shoe to drop every time he steps on the field. So this, like, he is a classic, he needs a change of scenery guy, you know? Now, it may not work, but it seems like he's that classic case of that.
Yeah, yeah, man. All the short quarterback things pop right back up again. All right, but enough about Bryce Young. Let's talk about these Houston Texans. 2-0, leading the division by far. But the expectation of this team is well above that, and we've talked about the idea that if they're going to get there, this offensive line obviously has to be able to make some things shake, right? The offensive line, I think, by Pro Football Focus's rankings, which, again, take with a grain of salt, that is very subjective in the ways that they view it and the way that they grade it. But with the way that they grade it, ranks, I believe, 24th, right? It's not super highly rated at this point or at this juncture. And so with that being the case, right, with all of the amount of money and, you know, resources that are in there, what is a reasonable expectation for how much progress they can make? Because they have to, right? They need to make some level of progress, but what is the possibility that they can get to with this offensive line. And the reason why I came to this and I started thinking about this is Bobby Slowick, we're really looking hard at what he's capable of doing, and we know that, especially within the script, we talked about that. It can be really good, but there might be some limitations, and some of that might be the age. And I started thinking this entire offensive staff is relatively young. Now, you do have a offensive line coach. Typically, the offensive line is where you have a coach that is grizzled and has then been there for a while, and that is still somewhat the case with the Texans' offensive line coach, my man's name.
Chris Strasser.
Chris Strasser, that's correct.
Yeah, I just called it up because we were talking about this off-air a little bit, and you talked about the relatively young coaching staff, and I hadn't really even really noticed it that much until you said it, but you're right. You know, a lot of good young coaches everywhere, except for the case of Chris Strasser, who's been around and is sort of grizzled, as you said. But I think
now when you say been around, he coached a lot in college game, and of course, look, coaching is coaching in some regards, but also the NFL is different in others. He's been in the NFL coaching offensive lines in 2017.
Yeah.
So this isn't quite the same as some of those other guys that have just been in the league for forever, it seems. I mean, and how long do you view 7 years in the coaching space? Like, I'll allow you to determine that. But that does make me wonder, like, okay, what ways can he find to coach this line up to the point where they are working more as a cohesive unit and not allowing some of the pretty simple, it feels like, slip-ups that have been happening the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, and I think the way you phrased the question is good and very important. How much progress is reasonable to expect? I'm not trying to be tough or too critical here. I think it's reasonable to expect them to be an upper half of the league offensive line simply because of the resources.
Passing and run blocking?
Yes.
I mean, you could say that because of the reese happens. And that's one of the reasons that we come to this conversation as well. Laramie Tunsil is a player that it almost feels like he has been etched in marble, where it's like that is what he is in the way that we view him, right? Yeah. We're like, oh, man. He can and largely will be an incredible pass blocker. Don't expect run blocking. Like, it seems like that is the error of the way that we talk about him. And so with that being the case, what do you see, right? And then I know that you have some young guys when it comes to the interior of your offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it feels like there's a lot of things that we go, hey, man, this is kind of just what we expect.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In some ways.
No, I think it's reasonable because of that, because you better be right. Titus Howard got paid.
Yes.
Laremy Tunsil is what you just said. You have a first round investment in Kenyon Green. Obviously, you know, Juice Scruggs and Shaq Mason, there are certain expectations there. And Shaq Mason is a reliable veteran. If it doesn't work, you're in a big bind. I mean, you're in a big bind. So I think it's reasonable to expect them to be top half. To your point, you know, getting paid doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna be in the top half. But if you say the expectation, I and Texans fans, I think you're silly if you don't say, look, we've had our doubts. They've had some limitations. They've had some injuries. They've had their ups and downs. But no, it's very reasonable to say you put that kind of, you know, with that quarterback, you put that kind of investment in your offensive line.
Top half.
You better be in the top half.
But, okay, so we're top 15, top 16, top 10. You're like, not
that's
necessarily.
Gravy. Yeah, that's gravy.
Okay,
for
so
me,
in that 16 to 10 range is like what feels like a reasonable. And, of course, we can even, you know, go further in splitting this passing versus run blocking, because one of the things also is like, it's been very disappointing in some ways to see some of the, you know, some of the simple games that are happening for defensive lines that have not been picked up. Now, of course, week two, one of the things you can point to is the idea of Patterson stepping in for Scruggs at center.
Yeah.
And maybe some of that being a difference, especially because one of the things that I was thinking about, and I guess this is a question I need to do a little research on, who is setting those protections? That's always something that's an interesting question to have, because usually you either have a veteran center who is handling that on the line, or you have a quarterback who's capable of doing that themselves. In this case, even though we could talk about the maturity that C.J. Stroud brings to the game, you have a couple of young guys in both of those situations, and I do wonder, I don't know if it's fully questioning, but I do wonder, like, okay, who is setting those and who does the responsibility fall on? Because a lot of times offensive line and making sure that that's cohesive is really just about communication. How is that communication and being handled?
Yeah, DeMeco said after the game he was proud of Patterson because he stepped in relative short notice and did handle some of those calls. Now, I don't know how many of those calls that he handled, but he did step in and do that. I'm very much on the record that I'm a Juice Scruggs fan. I guess I don't know if you can be a fan of a center, but I am. And
they let you buy the jerseys?
Center?
No, you might have to get that personalized. Man.
I just think I have high expectations.
How many Juice Scruggs jerseys do you think are out there?
That's a good question.
I mean, how many of his family come to the games?
That would be about it.
If it's four of us, probably two people with Juice.
To be fair, I didn't word that correctly, but I have high expectations.
No, honestly, I wasn't trying to like say any. It just got me thinking. I wonder how many Juice Scruggs jerseys are out there now.
Who's got number 70 on their back? Let you know, raise your hand. So I have reasonable expectations because of the resources they have in there. I have reasonably high expectations because I think Scruggs and Kenyon Green are more what they were in game one than game two. Well, obviously Juice didn't play, but I think they are more of what they were in game one than game two. I think everything was sort of disjointed on that Sunday night game, and they weren't awful, but they were by no means good.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they were not by no means good.
And again, like, I think this is where the test that is in the Minnesota game is also going to be telling, because I don't know that even the Chicago Bears, that defensive front was solid, but I think that it goes to another level with some of the guys that we know and that we've looked at when it comes to, you know, this Minnesota Vikings defense over on that side. Obviously, there's some names that are familiar when you talk about Grenard and Cashman and those types of things, and specifically the havoc that is then brought with a Brian Flores defense, and we'll talk more about that as we go, because Nick Caserio talked about that.
Yeah.
But they also do a lot of simulated pressures. They have, I think, the highest blitz rate in the NFL according to Next Gen Stats. And the tough thing about the Next Gen Stats thing is because Next Gen Stats isn't great about determining the, like, blitzing versus simulated pressure. And when I say simulated pressure, it's when maybe you bring somebody who looks like they're blitzing from the second level, but then you drop out somebody. So ultimately, you're still bringing the same baseline four players.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
But it looks like a blitz, and so that will be counted as a blitz. But still, those are the types of things that it's incumbent on an offensive line to account for, to see coming, and then to adjust for. And those are the types of things that also that I do wonder if this offensive line is 100% fully capable of getting, because those are the things like a defensive tackle looping around and getting free that then create real issues.
No, I can't emphasize enough how much validation there would be if this offensive line and this run game has success against the Vikings. I think it would be a really big passing. They would pass the litmus test if they can do that against the Vikings. Really good run defense, really good defensive coordinator, a team that pressures the quarterback a lot. So if you're not running, it's going to be more of a danger zone for CJ Stroud. If they can have this success running the ball specifically with this offensive line against the Vikings, I think it's going to be a really good sign for the rest of the year.
And shout out to A32. They said they think we might be underselling how good the Bears defense is. It's possible. It's one of those things that I think we tried to give them their due as we were coming in. But again, early on in the season, trying to figure out exactly where all these things stand. It's possible, and I just
but the Vikings defense is better,
more
statistically and otherwise,
right? More data points, and even if we go the Bears defense was good, you will continue to see good defenses. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things about the playoffs. We filter out the bad team or the bad teams, and now you're playing exclusively good teams. That is now the framework that I view these Texans in, and the ways that I kind of gauge a lot of these things. It's litmus tests. Is how will this hold up in the postseason? It's a little unfair this early in the season as a team is still doing a level of finding themselves. But I feel like it's better to be hard on this team than it is to be easy on them, because they have the capability of living up to that.
And
I feel like
somebody
that sounded like I was somebody's daddy. Like as I was saying, I was like, oh man, I sound like somebody's father. Right now.
I have to be tough on you guys.
Yeah. If I'm not, who will be?
Yeah, I don't like that at all. So we're just going to move away from that conversation.
Being tough on you because I love you.
I do it because, you know what? It hurts me more than it hurts you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You.
Always.
You understand. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 16.
How come my ass is hurting?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.